This is the Domestic Cricket Podcast for the 13th of November. Western Australia declared immediately upon reaching 400 on day 2 of their Sheffield Shield match against South Australia in Perth. Joe Many ended with figures of 4 for 115 for the visitors, who closed in their first innings on 209 for 6, mainly thanks to a knock of 92 from Phil Hughes. Brad Haddin hit an unbeaten century as New South Wales were bowled out for 293 shortly before stumps on day 1 against Victoria. Jade Herrick and debutant Louis Cameron each took 3 wickets for Victoria, who then closed on 12 all-out loss in their reply. Otago earned a slender first innings lead on day 2 of their Plunkett Shield match against Northern Districts by being dismissed for 272. Young off-spinner Tim Johnston took 3 for 88 for the visitors, while Hamish Rutherford top scored with 46 for Otago. All-rounders Jimmy Neesh and Mark Craig and Ian Butler also fell just short of half centuries. Midwest Rhinos reached stumps on 265 for 9 on the opening day of their Logan Cup fixture against Mashonaland Eagles at Harare Sports Club. Carl Jarvis took 3 for 37 in his first-class match since March, while Mark Moylan and Simon McGarver both passed 50 for Rhinos. Chris Mapovu put his poor recent form behind him by taking 6 for 21 to help Matabeleland Tuskers dismiss Southern Rocks for just 152 on day 1 in Bulawayo. Young Derbyshire opener Ben Slater top score with 37 for Rocks as they collapsed from 64 without loss. Tuskers then closed in their first innings on 55 for 1, with Brian Chari the man to depart to leg spinner Tafadza Kamongozi for 16.